See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-day. Oh, New England, dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-de-dum-day. Right a while, man. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'll talk it dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right away. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day.
Exciting area of folk idiom and folk music to us has always been the hatchet murders in Massachusetts. And I think that this quaint bit of suburban living can best be explained through the use of our poet laureate, Joe Frazier.
Elizabeth Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. And when the job was nicely done, she gave her father 41.
Yesterday in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and he got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, and others say of course she did. They all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid. Cause you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if his plan is a surprise.
A surprise!
So you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize. Got him on the sofa where he'd gone to take a snooze, and I hope he went to heaven cause he wasn't wearing shoes. Lizzie kinda rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say. Then she got her mother in that same old-fashioned way.
But you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts,
not even if you're tired of her cuisine.
Her cuisine. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. Then no, it's almost sure to cause a scene.
Well, they really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both down and upstairs chopping while she hummed a ragtime tune. They really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she'd removed her mother's bustle when she wasn't wearing one.
Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts and then blame all the damage on the mice. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That kind of thing just isn't very nice.
Now, it wasn't done for pleasure, and it wasn't done for spite, and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright. She'd always done the slightest thing that Mom and Papa bid, they said.
Lizzie, cut it out.
So that's exactly what she did.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York. No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Shut the door and lock and latch it. Here comes Lizzie with a brand new hatchet.
You can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Such a snob, I've heard it said. She met her pa and cut him dead.
You can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Jump like a fish, jump like a porpoise. All join hands in habeas corpus.
You can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from.
Deutsche Soldaten, vor das Mikrofon tritt jetzt persönlich Major Glenn Miller.
How do you do, Ilsa? Here we are again for our short rendezvous, and I wish to thank you for the nice things you said about the members of our orchestra. I'd like to add that you find all nationalities among them. There are even quite a number of boys whose parents came from Germany, Russia, Italy, and many other countries. But today they are true Americans, sitting side by side with their buddies, no matter who they are or where they came from. This is a true picture of the great melting pot America and a symbol of unity in the fight for freedom and peace.
Ja, das war sehr schön gesprochen, Herr Major, und ich hoffe, dass es recht viele verstanden haben. Major Glenn Miller, der Dirigent des Orchesters der alliierten Expeditionsstreitkräfte, erhebt jetzt den Taktstock und bringt Ihnen als erstes Here We Go Again.
She's not with me now. The lilies of the valley are weeping on her brow. tide afloat. And it's years since we last parted, but still I weep today for my bright-eyed laughing till now of Narragansett Bay. Oh, toll, toll the bell, all at the early dawn of day, the lovely little Nell so quickly passed away. Laughing toll so merrily to see the waves go by, so gaily blue, only breeze, all on the day she died. Next year, Ford was useless, was washed up on the beach. I stood and gazed upon her, by sense and speech. And it's years since we last parted, but still I weep today for my bright-eyed laughing little Nell of Narragansett Bay. Oh, toll, toll the bell, all at the early dawn of day, the lovely little Nell so quickly passed away. Laugh and toll so merrily to see the waves go by, so gaily bloom the morning breeze all on the day she died.
America, America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good, don't bother me. I won't write my poem till I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the wobbly. America, I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You've seen me reading Marx. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came home from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I slink past the corner candy store. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I'm talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I'd better consider my national resources. My national resources consist of two joints of marijuana, millions of genitals, an unpublishable private literature that goes 1,400 mph, and 25,000 mental institutions. I say nothing about my prisons, nor the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pots under the light of 500 suns. I have already abolished the whorehouses of France. Tangiers are the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic. America, how can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I will continue, like Henry Ford. My strophes are as individual as his automobiles, more so they're all different sexes. America, I will sell you strophes, 2,500 apiece, 500 down on your old strophe. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. I am the Scottsboro Boys. America, when I was 7, Mama took me to communist cell meetings. They sold us garbanzos, a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the workers. It was all so sincere, you have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1835. Scott Nearing was a grand old man, a real mensch. Mother Bloor made me cry. I once saw Israel Amter plane. Everybody must have been a spy. America, you don't really want to go to war. America's them bad Russians. Them Russians, and them Chinamen, and them Russians. The Russia wants to eat us alive. The Russia's power mad. She wants to take our cars from out our garages. Her wants to grab Chicago. Her needs Red Readers' digests. Her wants our auto plants in Siberia. Him big bureaucracy running our filling stations. That no good. Ugh, him make Indians learn read. Him need big black niggers. Ah. Her make us all work 16 hours a day. Help. America, this is quite serious. America, this is the impression I get from looking in the television set. America, is this correct? I'd better get right down to the job. It's true, I don't want to join the army or turn lathes and precision parts factories. I'm nearsighted and psychopathic anyway. America, I'm putting my queer shoulder to the wheel.
This is just like listening to a conversation being held by the many people who congregate on one of the most popular blocks in the largest area of Black America. Did you ever eat cornbread and black-eyed peas or watermelon and mustard greens? Get high as you can on Saturday night. Go to church on Sunday to set things right. Listen. I seen Miss Blake after Willie yesterday. She'd have killed anybody who'd have gotten her way. Hey, look, I got a TV for a pound on the head. And Jimmy Jean got the best Panamanian red. Nah, I ain't got on no underclothes. But the hawk got to get through this gypsy rose. I think Clay got his very good points. You say a tray bag with 13 joints? Who cares if LBJ is in town? Up with Stokely and H-Rap Brown. Well, I don't know if the riots is wrong. But Whitey been kicking my ass for too long. I supposed to, baby, but they held my pay. Did you hear what the number was yesterday? Junkies is all right when they ain't broke. They leaves you alone when they high on dope. Damn, but I wish I could get up and move. Shut up, hell, you know that ain't true.
Thank you. about a deuce of long black and whites ago, a stud from the natural lowlands arrived in the Apple. He copped him a hame as a delivery cat on Lenox Avenue. Everything was fine as wine until he cut into Hollywood eyes. My man, he dug her all the way, but after lamping her quit the scene daily in the King of Shorts, he figured he'd cool until his bread was long enough for him to sound her. One bright, about a deuce of ticks, he laid his story on a Harlem acquaintance named Congoline Freddy. He pulled Freddy's coat about his big eyes for this chick and how he'd pay any kind of dues to cop some long greens. Freddy, being a postgraduate and a six-year New York man, knew the pig when he saw it, so he yes the boo for a few blacks and then laid down his spiel. During the next set of sevens, Eddie was so gone over the 3 yards he had laying in the bin that he failed to dig Nab stashed behind him while he paid his delivery dues. At the end of one semester of double deliveries, one for the man, a deuce for Congoline Freddy, Eddie lamped his bread and dug that he was now ready to cool by the pad of the crazy chick in style. He thanked Freddy for pulling his coat to the long green on the Apple scene, but he had to quit it now as he didn't know for sure, but he kind of had an inkling in the back of his thinking cap that he'd better put a period to delivering them small packages for which he was gassed with huge loot events. Freddy, he was cool. He had no hard feelings. And to prove it, he sounded Eddie for the cereal to his crib so he could lay a present on him. At exactly the Cinderella of chimes, the next black, a 200-pound au-fait cat, rung Eddie's ding-dong. And after flashing his badge of many numbers, he pulled Eddie's coat that since he was a real lame Jones, he wouldn't take him to the slammers if his greens was long enough. Eddie laid his grand on Nab, who stepped into his waiting cab and split the bread down. A nickel note for him and the other nickel for his buddy, Congoline Freddy. Yes, Eddie's jeans is clean. He's off the scene and he didn't cop his queen. A Manhattan Fable.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
New York on Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. New York on Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. And if you got trouble, go take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. Spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
Yesterday I spoke to a German prisoner who's a faithful listener to your programs, Ilse. I hope the day will soon come when German soldiers will be able to return to their homes and families to be happy and listen to whatever they may please, especially to the voice of America, the voice of freedom and liberty. Now, how about some more music?
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Just speeding away. Thought she was Jean Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo.
You You caused me to weep and you caused me to mourn and you caused me to leave my home. But the same old train that brought me here, well, it's soon gonna carry me away. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold comes. The longest train I ever saw rolled down that Georgian line. And the last car went by at night. In the pines where the sun never shines, and a shiver in the cold and cold.
Das klang typisch amerikanisch. So beschwingt, so heiter und so frei.
Right you are, Ilse. Love of freedom and love of carefree life are two vital American characteristics, and I hope the time will soon be here when we will completely wipe out all Nazi gangsterism, so that not only the people of Europe, but also the Germans may enjoy home life and happiness. The Allies will see to that.
There's a feeling comes a ceiling and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. Way down south in the land of cotton, melody untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the Jubilee, and that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag. You're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old rag. I'm no cranky hanky-panky, I'm a dead square honest Yankee, and I'm mighty proud of that old flag that flies for Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't believe in raving, every time I see it waving, there's a chill runs up my back that makes me glad I'm what I am. Here's a land with a million soldiers, fast, if we should need them, we'll fight for freedom. Hurrah, hurrah, for every Yankee tar, and old G.A.R., every stripe, every star, red, white, and blue, hats off to you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old rag.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. and the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
There's a well-beaten path on an old mountainside, where I wandered when I was a lad, where I wandered alone from the place I call home in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain far away? In those Blue Ridge Hills far away, my mother and dad were laid there to rest. They're sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain far away? You're my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I've a longing for days gone by. When I die, I want you to bury me on that old mountainside, make my resting place upon a hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, I want you to bury me in the mountain far away. You're my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
All day long in the field of hoeing.
Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
Heißt es leider wieder Abschied nehmen, Herr Major. Auf Wiederhören.
Und ich sage in meinem perfekten Deutsch, auf Wiedersehen.